lost all contact with the ground soon after liftoff.
At first, it seemed there'd been no hitches for Optus' latest B2 satellite.
Clear skies.
All was well in the control room, and the launch was perfect.
And here we go. The launch vehicle is up. It has just cleared the tower.
There were congratulations all round, even from Optus representatives at the launch.
From all indications, this launch has again been completely successful.
But 4 hours later, it was a different story. The satellite wasn't where it should have been, and definitely wasn't talking to Belrose Mission Control in Sydney. Optus still doesn't know what went wrong, but this unexpected flame soon after takeoff looked bad. It was first explained as a cloud.
Subsequently, that was thought to perhaps be some propellant being expelled. One has to wonder if it's not something to do with what eventually went wrong.
Optus has already put alternative plans into action. It'll bring an older satellite into B2's position and hope it'll have enough fuel to last the 18 months it'll take to rebuild a replacement satellite. Meanwhile, pay TV will still go ahead, but with reduced capacity. It is a big setback for Optus, but not as much as for underwriters. B2 was fully insured, and they're up for more than $100 million. Ian Watson, 7 Nightly News.
Driving the satellite, it launched from China last night. The admission comes after Optus technicians spent today in a fruitless effort to establish contact with the wayward orbiter.
The launch vehicle is up. It has just cleared the tower.
While it was all systems go for the launch, vital communications with Australia were never established. The satellite was intended to carry telephone calls, computer data, and importantly, Australia's pay TV service. Optus says it's likely the satellite will be replaced in 18 months' time. That's caused some concern, as replacement would only come just before the expected introduction of pay TV to Australia. But Optus says contingency plans are already in place. These include using other existing satellites, as well as replacement of the failed B2. Alex Sinetta, SBS News.
Communications company Optus has a major problem on its hands. A $250 million satellite, launched in China last night, is missing, presumed lost. But the company is putting on a brave face, saying the effect on customers will be minimal.
Last night's launch of the Chinese Long March rocket appeared to go exactly to plan.
All systems are on internal power, and everything is go for launch.
On board Australia's newest satellite, a millstone Optus inherited as part of its bailout of the government-owned OSAT.
The launch vehicle is up.
The American-made satellite was supposed to have gone into orbit 36,000 kilometres overhead. It would then have carried a wide range of telecommunications traffic, including phone calls, computer links, and the forthcoming pay TV service. But when controllers in Sydney at Optus' Mission Control headquarters tuned in to pick up the satellite's first signals early this morning, nothing. Optus' $250 million satellite appeared lost in space.
We can only surmise that something catastrophic has gone wrong that has both not put it into the orbit it should have been into and has damaged the electronics so that it's unable to respond to us.
One clue to what might have gone wrong, these pictures 60 seconds after blastoff. The flames were first thought to be a cloud reflection or a leak of excess fuel. In slow motion, though, it looks more like an explosion.
One has to wonder if it's not something to do with what eventually went wrong.
Optus says it can juggle existing satellites to meet customers' needs, but analysts say the big setback could be to pay TV.
There's enough satellite capacity in the sky, but whether the satellite capacity is of the specific nature to supply the pay TV signals could mean a delay of a year or two in implementation of the government's policies.
Optus claims a replacement can be ready within 18 months, and the cost will be fully covered by insurance.